Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, I'd like to talk about how to have fun in your MLM business. Now, when you're building a business of any kind, it should be enjoyable. Yes, there'll be times that are difficult. Yes, there will be struggle. There'll be setbacks. But if you're passionate about what you do and you have fun, it's going to be a lot easier to stick with something in the early stages of your business when it is difficult. Now, keep in mind, any business that you start will be difficult in the beginning. So if you love what you do, that makes life a whole lot easier to get through those tough times. But if you aren't having fun in your network marketing business and you've been doing it a while, chances are you're just not doing it right. There is a right way and a wrong way to do it. And that varies from person to person. Why? Because we're all different. We have different personalities, different skills, different available time, different budgets, different constraints, different obstacles that we need to overcome. Ultimately, you need to find a way to build the business that is fun, that's going to work for you and align with what you do. Let me just give you an example. For the first 10 years in this industry, I did what most people were taught. I beat the streets. I used the 3-foot rule. I contacted everyone I knew. I made a lot of calls and I hated it. That's just not my personality. I had my big breakthrough when I made an assessment of what I'm naturally good at and I started building the business that way. So what I realized I was good at, I liked to write. So I created a large blog writing about the business. I enjoyed writing every day. People came to me. I signed people up. I also enjoy making videos like this where I can teach people. Some of those people who watch my video and enjoy it, they reach out to me and ask questions. A small percentage of them join my team. Not everyone, but some of them do. So make sure you are picking a strategy that works for you. If you're an introvert, what is going to work for you is probably going to be a lot different than someone who's an extrovert. If you are someone who has 40 hours a week to build the business compared to someone who has 10 hours a week to build the business, what's going to work for you might not work for them and so forth. So take the time, inventory what you're good at, come up with a plan to build the business in a way that's going to work for you. So here's some things, some additional things you can do to have fun in your business. Number one, celebrate your successes. Don't be so hard on yourself all the time. When you achieve small victories in your business, celebrate your success. Same thing with your team members. Celebrate it with them. When you deal with a crazy person, celebrate your success. When you sign up your first person, celebrate your success. When someone no-shows you, celebrate your success. Do not set these goals that are so unrealistic that you're never going to be successful. This business is built through baby steps. So instead of aiming for the top rank in your company, focus on the first rank. And then when you hit that, focus on the next rank and keep doing that. Celebrate those little victories because the little victories add up. Number two, meet up with your team members whenever you can. We are social creatures. Even if you're an introvert like I am, you still like to be around people once in a while. And it's healthy to spend time with other people who have similar goals, who are trying to do similar things, who are positive, uplifting, and encouraging. Number three, laugh at yourself. Laugh a lot. When you do something stupid, just laugh at yourself. You're going to make mistakes. Lord knows I've made more mistakes than most people probably in this industry. Don't take yourself too seriously. You can take your business seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously. You're a human. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to say and do dumb things once in a while. It's okay. Laugh it off and drive on. Next, have contests with your team. If you're competitive like I am, you need to come up with some little contest with your serious people, with your team members. It doesn't have to be a contest that only one person can win. Maybe you do a small contest like anyone who signs up a person this week gets entered into a raffle. I have one friend in another company who they used to do a weekly contest for a payday candy bar. And I know that sounds crazy, but people will do more for recognition than they will often do for money. So have contests, give people feedback, which takes us to the next thing. Recognize your team. Recognize people even for the smallest of things. Do it for everyone on your team. Recognize your own achievements in the business and be proud of what you achieve. Next is dream building. And I learned about this during my time in Amway over 20 years ago. And what they taught us to do was to spend time dream building every month. Go drive around and look at houses that you would like to live in. go to a car dealership and look at cars that you would like to own if money wasn't an issue. Make a dream board and cut out things and paste them on your dream board of things that are important to you. Because here's the truth. Your dream, and I know this sounds funny, but your dream is what's going to keep you in the business. Your dream is what's going to motivate you through tough times. If you don't know why you're doing the business, you're going to throw in the towel at the first sign of defeat. How do I know this? I have seen it thousands of times over the past 20 years. People, you know, they couldn't tell you why they're doing the business. They get their first rejection. They're out the business the next day. Finally, when you make a mistake, learn from it. It's okay to make a mistake. Just try not to repeat the same mistake more than once. Learn from the mistake, assess what went right, assess what went wrong, and, you know, make the most of it. And finally, I didn't put it on here, but if you can have a running partner in the business, it makes the business a lot more fun. A running partner could be your coach, your sponsor. It could be, excuse me, it could be the most serious person on your team. It could be a cross-line friend. But find someone who can be a running partner and you can keep each other accountable. You can keep each other motivated. And the last thing, one more bonus tip, stay plugged in. This business is a team sport. Don't be an island. Attend your company's training. Attend your team's training. Lead your own training. Be plugged into your team or company's Facebook group. Be plugged in. It helps. It helps keep you motivated. Helps make it more fun. You can also keep a journal. So there are lots of things you can do to have more fun in your business. Try to have more fun. It doesn't have to be fun 24/7, but you want to have more fun days than you have bad days in your business. That really is the secret if you want to be with it long term. So I hope you got some value from today's training. You can check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I would appreciate that. I do post a new video almost every day, so check back often. Thanks again for watching. Have a great day. I'll see you at the top.